These fields were filled with ears of corn nearing the harvest during September. The kernels would never be shelled, though. In fact, it was these fields that were not large enough to bury the dead from both sides of that Civil War battle. We remember on this edition of the American Countryside.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
David Miller was a farmer who simply had cornfields on the outskirts of Sharpsburg, Maryland in 1862. On the 17th of September, it became one of the bloodiest points of the Civil War.
This little piece of the battle went on for about an hour and 15 minutes. That center point of that field changed hands 29 times.
John Howard shares the story from Antietam National Battlefield. In just over an hour, the 160-acre cornfield saw 8,000 total casualties. It was only about 7:30 in the morning. The fierce fighting soon moved to a road. David Roulette's driveway to his farm and fields had eroded to a depth of 6 feet in some spots. Confederate troops there held their strong position for nearly 3 hours before falling to the Union. The men called the place the Hog Trough. Today we know it as Bloody Lane.
They wrote home, and a lot of them talked about the fact of how when they got to the lane, but it was 4 feet deep, 8 feet wide, and they walked across the lane, their feet never touching the ground, as they walked across the lane on the backs of the Confederate dead and wounded.
5,500 men were killed or wounded at Bloody Lane. Finally, just before 6 p.m., the sun set and the fighting ceased.
The sound of gunfire ceased for the most part, and after 12 hours, it was basically replaced by the cries of the wounded, the silence of the dead, because across this field, 23,110 American soldiers had been killed or wounded. And if you think about the time involved in that number, it's one soldier for every second of that day.
Casualties were about 50-50, but the Union controlled the field of battle at the end of the day. They had repulsed the South's invasion into the North and won the battle. But how would this community and the nation handle the aftermath? That story next time as you travel the countryside in Sharpsburg, Maryland. I'm Andrew McRae.